This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If I don't like this next segment, because I have to kind of prove I'm a hypocrite, and I'm selfish, and I hate doing that, but I just think that, you know, if I want God to be happy with me, I need to, you know, open up and, you know, confess my sins. And so one thing I do that is really hypocritical and I think is really evil of me is I choose me over children when it comes to Halloween candy. So I, with Halloween, we always celebrate with friends. And so we'll always go to their houses or we'll sneak into the super rich neighborhoods so then we could get full candy bars. But when it comes to people trick-or-treating at our house, we really haven't done a lot of trick-or-treating at our house because we've always been away. So this year, I guess the neighborhood that we were going to go trick-or-treating in, the fancy one with all the big candy bars, we heard a rumor that they weren't going to allow trick-or-treating because of all of the, you know, COVID stuff. So I had to go and buy candy. So I bought two types of candy. I bought the, you know, the Hershey's chocolate with the Hershey's Kisses and the Reese's and the big chocolate. It was like, I don't know, it's like $35 bag for a chocolate. It's getting expensive. And then I bought the cheaper candies, like the Dum Dums. And the ones that nobody likes. I didn't get candy corn. I didn't do that. But I got the ones where you could tell nobody kind of altered the packaging and things like that. So I got the bowl ready. Now, we weren't home. Cora and I decided to do like a little weekend away because, you know, my son wanted to have a couple friends over and, you know, enjoy Saturday night even though they couldn't go trick-or-treating. So I'm like, all right, you know, the grown-ups are going to be out of here. But you got to pass out candy. So I put the expensive chocolate on the bottom and then I kind of put the cheaper stuff all on top because I figured my son is going to be like, oh, here, take a handful. And then what I was hoping is I would come home to be all sorts of chocolate left over, right? Okay. So I came home the next morning and the bowl was almost full. Now, the other thing I did that I have to also admit, we put up decorations in the house and we put up spider webs, and I'll post the picture. And with the spider webs, they come with little spiders. So what I did to avoid people from taking too much candy is I put little spiders all around the doorbell. So the kids would be too scared to hit the doorbell because there were like spiders on it. Okay, I really did booby doo. I'm really selfish when it comes to chocolate. Look, there's going to be a chocolate shortage. Look, you guys could have the toilet paper. You guys could have my coronavirus vaccine. You guys could have, if there's a dose of Remdesivir or my Regeneron infusion, you guys could have it. But I am not parting ways with my chocolate. So, sorry people. I don't care how adorable your kid is. Get the kid off my property so I could eat my own chocolate. So anyway, I come home and the bowl is still pretty full. And I'm like, what the hell? And I go, oh, Dots. Yeah, yay, Dots. Oh, we're going to be talking about Dippin' Dots, though. But yeah, Dots. I don't like Dots because they get stuck in my teeth. But anyway, the Dots are good. I hate those one-set bubble gums where they have a burst of flavor for like 1 second and then it tastes like crap and you got to spit it out right away. Those Halloween candies I don't like. But I really like the big, huge Hershey's chocolate bar. No nuts. Don't put anything on my chocolate. Just chocolate. So anyway, so I come back and, you know, Stone goes, there really weren't a lot of people that came by. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, because everybody I know is kind of like over the whole COVID thing. And I'm like, and I bought tons of candy. I bought like, you know, $60, $70 worth of candy. You know, and I was like, okay, good, more for me. So, you know, so I kind of just kind of took a little temperature of, you know, how Halloween went. And I'm looking and I'm asking you guys, you know, was it busy this year? Was it less kids? Did you guys, for the first time, not you know, pass out candy? Did you shut down the lights and pretend you weren't home? See, we couldn't do that because my son was having friends, you know, a few friends, you know, come in and out. So we, you know, we couldn't really pretend that we weren't home, which is why Corey and I just kind of went to the, you know, the hotel and kind of did a little staycation. But of shocked at some of the answers out there, because it looks like you had some people had nobody come. I mean, there was no trick-or-treating. You couldn't even tell that it was Halloween, and they had all sorts of candy left over. And then you had others saying, no, it was like, you know, it was just no change. And, you know, I tried to kind of divide this up looking at zip code, you know, because you know that, you know, there's kind of been a divide, which I don't really believe is Republican-Democrat, because I'm seeing conservatives and liberals vary on how they feel about COVID. But, you know, you kind of see in the way Trump approaches things and Biden approaches things, Trump is more, COVID lasted, you know, a couple days. Biden's like, no, you know, we need to protect ourselves and all that. So you would think the more Republican areas, right, the conservative areas would be more, you know what, guys, to go trick-or-treat. And that's maybe the less populous, more Democratic areas. You know, no, it seemed like it was the opposite. Yeah, and so when I look at Halloween, and I was going to use Halloween as our temperature or our gauge, our thermometer, to see where people stand. And again, it's like night and day. You have some people scared to death about COVID where they won't even trick or treat. And I get that. I spoke to a lot of people going, we're not passing out candy. Why am I going to open the door to people and have them breathe on me? And I get that. And then you have other people going, oh, hell yeah, my kids are out there. And it blows my mind how we just don't have any middle of the road. You know, I mean, me, I guess I'm middle of the road, you know, because us doctors, we kind of, you know, we kind of have, you know, all the years of microbiology and pharmacology on our side. So we know this could be scary, but we know it's scary for only a certain, you know, certain population. And for other people, you know, it's not going to be as serious. But we also are humbled by, we don't know what the hell this virus is, and we don't know what long term it can do. But when you look and see what happened with Halloween in certain areas, where it was like night and day, where it was like, you know, the streets were busy or the streets were dead, right? It's not following any sort of political line that I could see, you know? And so what does that mean when it comes to us reopening? All right? You know, everybody I talked to was like, we're done with this. We want to reopen. Yeah, when I go, yeah, so what'd you guys do for trick-or-treating? No. Yeah, we pretended we weren't home. So I'm like, well, you want reopening, but you don't want any, you're kind of closing down Halloween, okay? You know, reopening means you guys want to go back to life as usual, which is making me think that we have a new population of those who are like, yeah, we want everything back the way it was, but we also want protection. And I don't know if we're going to be able to find that fine line. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Keep in mind, GCN Network is based out of Minnesota. Minnesota are Vikings fans. Vikings hit the Packers' butts yesterday. I'm a Dallas fan. Dallas doesn't like the Packers. So the enemy of your enemy is your best friend. So we're a little happy today. Now, yes, I get DiNucci had some issues yesterday. Okay, everybody cut him some slack. All right, he's third string. Just everybody kind of, right, Dallas having some issues. We'll get there. We'll get there. Now, let's talk a little bit more politics here. And I got a question to you guys. Okay, I've been watching President Trump. And I've been watching Joe Biden, and I've been watching the different speeches, and, you know, and President Trump keeps bringing up firing. I don't know if you guys have noticed what he does in each. There's a game plan, or there's a, we call it like a show map in radio, but he has like a map kind of what he does at his speeches. So he goes on, and at first he reads the teleprompter, right? Or, you know, he starts to open up. He'll throw something in, like, you know how Brett Favre endorsed him. So when he was in Wisconsin, he brought that up because Brett Favre was a Packers fan. So I know. I got to be nice to the Packers, but still, I'm not a fan of Aaron Rodgers. He's great. I think I'm a fan of his, the way he plays, but I'm not a fan of, you know, him because he kicks Dallas's butt. But, you know, Trump will then he'll start to play to the crowd, and the crowd might go, "We love you," or "Fire Fauci," or whatever. So then he kind of feeds onto that. And then, about three quarters into his speech, he starts to bring up the locals because he has to do shout-outs. So, you know, when he was in Vegas, he brought up, you know, Dana White, who, you know, runs UFC. Then he brought up Rodimer, who's running for Congress. I think he's trying to unseat Susie Lee. You know, he brought up the, head of the GOP party. He was in Bullhead, so he was kind of bringing up both Arizona and Nevada. And so when he's in the particular state, he'll bring up the senators who are running, the congressmen who are running, and then, like, let's say whoever the GOP chairman is or whoever's running the state party. And he always seems to make a comment. I don't watch every speech, but he'll be like, "Michael, you know, if we don't win, I'm going to fire you." You know, the crowd all laughs and that. But, you know, he does this all the time. And then, you know, he's like, no, you're doing a good job. Or, you know, actually, it's funny because he sometimes stops short of saying you're doing a good job. Okay, I don't know if you guys remember back to the Apprentice days. He wasn't really full of compliments. I mean, the way he runs business, you know, is pretty cutthroat. And the way he manages, you know, his suits, you know, is like, you know, always keeps them on their toes. I don't think he wants anybody getting lazy. I mean, he might say good job to them, but, you know, when it came to this, he held back, and people in business are probably like, he did exactly right. I had a little issue with it, and I'll tell you why. But he kind of holds back, and he goes, "Man, Yeah, oh man, if we don't win, you are fired," or, you know, he'll make a comment, everybody laughs and all that, and I know why he's doing it, okay? I mean, you know, he's at home stretch. This is not the time to put your feet up. This is not the time, you know, to have a beer. It's not Miller time yet. You know, we need to work. And if we don't win, I'm not going to be happy with you. So he puts that in there, and I get a little, it's interesting because, you know, the reason why people are supporting Trump is because he's like a, you know, it's not that he talks the talk and doesn't walk the walk. I mean, he walks the walk. He says he's going to do something, he does it. Whether you agree with what he does or not, I mean, he gets stuff done. He just does. And so, you know, when he brings up that, you know, certain people in every city he goes into might need to get fired, he starts to kind of get a little nervous, and you kind of wonder, is that really what we want to see? Is that, you know, because when you are in charge, you know, I mean, like, okay, so for example, I always make jokes, I'm going to fire the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, all right? I shouldn't do that because, one, nobody's here. Do you guys see the Dr. Dahlia Show news team? I don't. There's like, no, there's nobody here, so maybe I should. But anyway, I shouldn't do that because that reflects on me. I mean, if I had a team, and I'm the one that hired that team, and I'm overseeing the team, it's on me. When you run a business, when you run a corporation, it's all on you. So when you say you have to fire somebody, or you're going to fire somebody, if I was going to advise Trump, I would say do that secretly. Let them know, look, you know, if you don't win, you're not gonna be around. I don't know if I would do that publicly, because it then reflects on you. You know? And I get, you know, maybe what he's trying to set up is, look, you know, I don't oversee everything. So if we lose a state, it wasn't me, it was management. And I get that. But the thing is the rule of being the boss is you are responsible for all of it. And if you don't feel responsible, or if you don't feel like you have that control, then, you know, you you think you're going to lose control, then you need to, you know, fix management. And so, you know, management is supposed to be an extension of what the goal is, and what, you know, everybody's supposed to kind of be on the same page. If they're not, and there's supposed to be, you know, there's supposed to be room for, you know, discussion, and there's supposed to be, you know, I think it should be a democracy. I've worked in places where it wasn't a democracy, and I'm like, wait a second, we should all take a vote. And somebody told me, no, this isn't, you know, a democracy. We don't take a vote. I make the decisions, and you just follow those. And I get it. That's how some companies work. You know, personally, I think we should take the temperature of everybody and find out what they want, and, you know, not the rectal temperature, but you know what I'm saying. And because, you know, many people that you hire, that's their thing. But I don't know. So when he said that, I'm like, you know, you don't want to do that because, you know, if you really have to fire all these people, then that means management and you know, your upper level, you know, team might not be all that. So, just a thought. So, in a Florida rally, I believe this happened this weekend, and I have to credit both candidates, you know, for being their ages and, you know, busting out. I mean, I know Trump did more rallies than Joe Biden, and, you know, Joe Biden had some, they call them now senior gaffes, and Barack Obama had to cover him for a couple things, and, you know, Barack Obama still looks energetic and spry and all that. Trump did, I think, five events in one day, and these aren't just 5 minutes. Speeches. I mean, he's there for like an hour and a half. So they're busting their butts. But one thing that I guess came up is during that part of the speech where Trump starts to feed on the crowd. And it's interesting because you see his early morning speeches, he kind of seems tired, and then later he gets fired up and he growls and he whatever. During part of the speech, people were like, "Fire Fauci, fire Fauci." So he let them chant, and then he's like, you know, let's wait, give me a few days till after the election. Now, here's my thing with Dr. Fauci, okay, and I told you guys this. When I heard that there was going to be a chief lead, and some of you were like, Dr. Della, you should do it. Oh, hell no, I would never want to be in the position of Dr. Fauci because you could never do right. See, Dr. Fauci has to have allegiances, and we all do. I remember I told you guys, you know, do I identify myself as a woman? Do I identify myself as an American? Do I identify myself as a Jew? What do I identify myself first? And a physician comes up higher than even my gender because, I mean, I could be standing up with the best of them. So I'm good. And I, you know, I don't really have to be like, oh, I'm a girl. I don't need that. But I do have an allegiance. And I know I should have an allegiance to the sisterhood. I know, ladies, I do have your back, but I am more allegiant and I am more loyal to the medical community and the medical establishment because I'm a doctor. When you're a doctor, you have to kind of side on, I mean, when you devote your life and you put your, you know, your life at risk and you put your kids at risk and you, you know, you decide to devote your, you know, health to the health of others, putting yourselves at risk for tuberculosis or COVID or HIV or whatever, or, you know, long hours, you do have an alliance to that. And so Dr. Fauci has to be a physician first. He can't be a Republican. He can't be a Democrat. Now, I don't know what the hell is going on where everybody's kind of, you know, going back and forth going, oh, I don't support the president, or the president goes, yeah, I don't support him. That's really a mess. And I don't want Fauci removed because Trump wants to fire him. I just think that politics are getting in the way, and politics should have never gotten in the way. Okay, we have medical experts. Medical experts are supposed to come out, say what they think. Unfortunately, there's a big divide on how much hysteria we need, and there's also a big divide on what the true numbers are. We're hearing some people, I mean, it just consumes the lungs, they're on ventilators, they die. We're hearing of that happening to thousands, and then we're hearing many people going, yeah, I had it, and you know, it was not even as bad as the flu. So I think we need an apolitical figure, and unfortunately, you know, Fauci has kind of had to take some stands, and he had a rough ride, you know, and I'm not saying I'm Team Fauci, I'm just saying, look, give the guy a break. But, you know, they have to be a doctor first. So my question to you is, you know, do you think Trump should fire him? Did he do a bad job or did he do a good job? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The old old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump beginning a busy day of campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina. The president speaking in Fayetteville.
Biden has vowed to abolish the American oil and natural gas industries and ban fracking. He said it for a year and a half. He said it. Then all of a sudden he goes to Pennsylvania. No, I never said that. Biden's energy ban will send every state into crushing poverty from North Carolina to Michigan to Pennsylvania. As long as I'm president, we will remain the number one producer of oil and natural gas in America.
President Trump with stops in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin as well on Monday. Busy day as well for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Biden spending time in Ohio, also spending time again in Pennsylvania, appearing with Lady Gaga. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. This year, over 93 million people have already voted early or turned in mail-in ballots. That's nearly 70% of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. California, Texas, and Florida are leading the way in early voting. Democrats are leading the way in the early vote count in the battleground states, but Emily Larson with the Washington Examiner reminds us.
And one thing to keep in mind about these numbers is that that doesn't necessarily mean that all of these Republicans and Democrats are going to vote for their party. And there's still a significant amount of independent voters who are counting as well.
Now that Halloween has come and gone, many families are starting to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. November and December are usually the busiest months of the year for air travel. But with the continuing pandemic, there's concern about getting on a plane. Airline experts reminding everyone that with fewer planes in service, the plane you will be on will more than likely be full. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hurricane Eta, right? Because that was, I think, after Zeta, you had Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Zeta. All right. So now we're down to Eta. And it's been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane early today, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. And they say the storm is going to likely strengthen before making landfall in Nicaragua. And it is the 28th named storm and the 12th hurricane in a dangerously active season that we've seen bring a lot of destruction to Central America, to the North Gulf states, and beyond. We just haven't heard a lot about it in the news because everybody's been covering elections. With Eta, 2020 has tied a record set in 2005 for the most storms. The center said in an advisory that the storm was about 140 miles east of Cabo Gracias a Dios, on the Cave of Thanks to the Lord. I think that's what that stands for, on the border of Nicaragua and Honduras, and has sustained winds of up to 90 miles an hour, which brings it up to hurricane strength because you have to be over 74 miles an hour. So hurricane warning has been in effect. Ada formed as a tropical storm over the weekend, was expected to move west through Monday morning and turn west-southwest by the afternoon, possibly strengthening before making landfall. Then it's supposed to weaken and move inland. I don't believe it's supposed to turn and go to America. I don't believe so. So they say as much as 25 inches of rain could fall in Nicaragua and Honduras. Hurricane Center said life-threatening storm surge, etc. Some preparations in the region have already begun. You know, you just don't need this. With everything going on with COVID, you just don't need it. The government has already sent 88 tons of food to the coastal town of Puerto Cabezas ahead of the storm. National System for Prevention, Mitigation, and Attention of Disaster said. They say only three other Atlantic hurricane seasons on record have had at least 12 hurricanes. This happened back in 1969. And remember, they didn't really, you know, one of the worst hurricanes was, I think, in Galveston in 1900. You know, they didn't really have ways to tell. There might have been hurricanes, but if nobody was really around out there in the ocean, nobody said anything. So I don't really know when our documentation really improved, but I would probably say maybe the 40s, 50s. But they say only three other Atlantic hurricane seasons on record have had at least 12, like, full-on hurricanes. 1969 had 12, 2005 had 15, 2010 had 12. That's according to Philip Klotzbach, research scientist at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. We've quoted him a lot because he's been very, very active in terms of hurricane preparedness. So, you know, being, you know, over 12 hurricanes in a season is pretty busy. So Katrina, Rita, Wilma battered the Gulf Coast in 2005. It wasn't a year we wanted to, you know, reproduce and live through again, and unfortunately we did. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted. As you know, Hurricane Laura had battled Lake Charles, Louisiana, late August. Hurricane Sally hit the Florida Panhandle. In October, we had Hurricane Delta making landfall in Louisiana. And so they are expecting some more storms. I'm hoping not. People are saying there are links between global warming. You know, it's interesting. I don't know what to say. Many of you have asked me about that. It's interesting because, you know, we get a lot of science, right? You know, we get a lot of environmental science and geology and weather and, you know, throughout our training. Not enough for me to make an educated decision. You know, all I could say is I know that Nevada, you know, and southern Nevada has changed over the years, having been here off and on now for, gosh, 30 plus years. You know, it's definitely a warmer October, and now we're in November, and I think we're going to be in the 80s. In November, it used to freeze. We used to be cold on Halloween, and then we used to get some snow or frozen pipes. I had to remember, you know, leaving the water dripping if I left my apartment for, you know, a few days or whatever, you know, leave the water running so the pipes wouldn't freeze and crack or whatever you do that for. I mean, and, you know, now it's like, gosh, it's just hot. And then it gets cold. And then, you know, now one thing that's very interesting that I've been seeing that I didn't usually see in Vegas is something called grapple. Now, I don't know if you guys saw the Raiders-Browns game, you know, in Cleveland on Sunday, but I guess the weather forecast included grapple. And many of you guys didn't know what that was. I had to look it up. I was like, wait a second, is that hail? Is that sleet? What the heck is it? So it's interesting. Grapple comes from the German word grapple. I guess that's how you pronounce it, grapple. And they are considered to be little smaller hail. They look like little pellets, and they actually look like Dippin' Dots. So I get this a lot where it's like, you know, it's kind of cold, but it's not like snow. And then you go out on your grass or on the ground or whatever, and there's all these little baby soft pellets. They look like little balls. But it does occur above freezing temperatures, and the water precipitation freezes on falling snowflakes, but they're kind of more dense, and they're opaque, and they're bright white. And they're really cute. They're like little tiny baby chunks of ice, but they're different from hail. hail are much larger. And, you know, while these things are little baby, they kind of look like dipping dots, and they could be of various sizes, and they look kind of round. Hail could come in a variety of shapes, even though a lot of them are round, and they are just big, huge ice chunks. And we usually see hail a lot of times in storms, and the wind will allow them to travel farther, pick up more ice. So they take a little while till they get down, and then they're bigger. But what's interesting about hail is hail can happen in warmer weather. So then what is sleet? Well, sleet, the difference between like grapple and sleet is grapple is opaque. You can't see through them. They're little white balls. Sleet is translucent. And they're also little ice pellets, but it's a mixture of snow and rain. So the precipitation freezes before it reaches the ground. And they're usually a lot smaller than hail. They don't hurt. They don't break your car window, you know. And, you know, you don't have to run from it. And sleet, unfortunately, can kind of stick to the ground and, you know, cause bad, you know, driving conditions. But then you have actually snow. And snow is where you have the frozen precipitation, but it forms these very intricate, beautiful hexagonal shapes like snowflakes. And we see snow in freezing temperatures. But what's interesting is snow can pick up dust and air particles, which kind of, you know, as snow kind of flutters down, it has a lot more time to create. I mean, sometimes there's fast snowstorms, but they can pick up a lot of particles. So when people go, you know, Dr. Dahlia, can I eat snow? Yeah, we always joke around, well, don't eat it if it's yellow. But, you know, snow that's pure white that came down fast, you know, hopefully is a little cleaner, but the average snowfall will pick up a lot of the dirt and pollution and particles as it comes down. So, you know, we really don't want people to eat snow for fun. I get it that if you, you know, if you're dying of thirst and you're out there in a snowstorm, pick up some snow and drink it, you know, you will get water from it. But don't be eating snow on purpose because you're just kind of consuming extra pollutants, dust, and all that. So, just to quickly review, grapple are these snowflakes that collect, all right? They're super cold water droplets, and that's the other thing, too. Water will freeze along the outer surface, and it makes it, and it just kind of makes it more opaque and dense. Hail forms in strong upward winds that raindrops, I guess, as raindrops start to freeze, hail comes and they you know, can pick up a lot more stuff as they come down. And then the sleet is the liquid precipitation freezes before it reaches the ground. I know it's kind of like, well, they all kind of sound very similar. Just grapple looks like dipping dots. Hail look like big suckers. So, you know, going back to this, in Vegas, we start to get this grapple. And so which means we're having kind of weird temperature changes. We usually, I mean, we used to get, you know, some snow. We used to get, it, you know, it gets cold. We're in a desert. Deserts get cold. You know, and so we do have these big kind of mood swings when it comes to Mother Nature, and I shouldn't say that, but I'm not trying to be gender specific, but where in the desert, you know, it gets hot during the day, but it gets really cold at night. You know, Vegas has been a little bit more, because I live in Vegas, so I live in Southern Nevada, it's been a little bit more, you know, kind of consistent where, you know, the fall and the spring, it's been different. And the other thing I've noticed in the spring is sometimes it stays colder longer. I think a couple of years ago we had like a snowstorm in February, March, and we're talking a snowstorm. So I think weather is changing. Again, I just don't know what, you know, my eating a burger has to do with it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tuning in. chime in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Celebrity deaths always hit us hard. We don't do well when our, you know, our heroes and our screen legends and, you know, people that you kind of grew up with, you know, leave us. And Sean Connery was, you know, before my time, he was, you know, a huge, huge star. I mean, for years, obviously, for decades, but I mean, he really grew to stardom in the 60s when he starred in Dr. No and became, you know, the first James Bond, and he basically made the James Bond role. And Sean Connery was just drop dead gorgeous, right? You know, he got the babes and he, you know, was just so dapper. He was a fantastic actor. He was Scottish. In fact, his first name was Thomas, so he goes by Tommy. Sean Connery was known as Tommy. Tommy? He got a Tommy, called Sean Connery. His name is Tommy. But you know, he was known as Sean Connery, you know, for a stage name. Sean was his middle name. He was actually in the Navy in the 40s, and he had a duodenal ulcer. Some say it was a stomach ulcer. Some say it was in the duodenum. But he had an ulcer within his GI tract, and I believe he had three occurrences of it, and then he had to medically leave, or he had to leave the Navy after that, and or he was in the Navy for about 3 years. I have to kind of double check that, but you know, he was a military man, and you know, then he you know, he had a variety of other jobs, and he apparently some people report that he even was a nude model for art classes. I know, for those people not interested in art, I'd be like, I'd be there. But this is like way, way before my, this is like, you know, like 50s, 60s, by 1960s, he got the James Bond role. And then from there, I think he did about 67 movies. What a lot of people don't know is he was, I mean, I knew this because I was really following the, you know, Lord of the Rings sort of trivia. And he was offered the role of Gandalf. And that was kind of when Stuart Townsend was Aragorn. Stuart Townsend leaves, I forget why. I don't know if there was some sort of a tussle with Pete Jackson, director. So Stuart Townsend leaves, and he goes to A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. That was a movie that was going to be in the making. Although, I don't really understand the timeline, because that didn't come out until 2003, and the Lord of the Rings filming was 98-99. That was about 13 months in New Zealand. But Sean Connery was offered, Tommy was offered Gandalf, the role of Gandalf, and he just didn't kind of get the whole J.R.R. Tolkien novels. Apparently, he said that, you know, he just didn't understand, you know, a lot of the role and the script and all that. And so, and it's not that, I mean, he's a smart guy. It just, I guess he didn't get it, or maybe he just didn't see that it was going to be a hit. You know, because, you know, he really didn't do a lot of fantasy-type films. You know, he might have played a king, and he might have played, you know, in a couple roles. I think he was in, was he a king in Prince of Thieves? I have to, the one of the Robin Hood movies, he might have. I have to double-check that. But anyway, so he passed on that, and so that's why, you know, we have Viggo Mortensen, and I forget the name of the star that played Gandalf, McGregor, I have to double check, yeah. So anyway, you know, Lord of the Rings, I think, would have been amazing with Sean Connery in it, but I get it. He went to League of Extraordinary Medicine, or League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which I believe was his last full film that he did, and that was back in 2003. So for the past 17 years, what has happened? Well, we've seen him in public. We saw him, you know, still kind of stay active and go to movie premieres and things like that with his wife of 45 years. Apparently, she's a second wife. Let me get the name correct. It's Madeline Roquebrune. I hope I'm mispronouncing it. He married her about 45 years ago. They've been together ever since. And apparently, we were told, I think it was back in 2013, that he had Alzheimer's. Now, this was out of a German, source, and I don't think we really spoke a lot about that on air because, you know, Sean Connery had a private life, and who are we to sit here and talk about that? But now that he died, and his wife had come out yesterday saying he had dementia, and he had suffered from a long illness, People are asking, all right, so was it Alzheimer's? Well, Alzheimer's is one of the most common forms of dementia. Alzheimer's and dementia is like the fifth leading cause of death. And 60 to 70% of dementia cases are Alzheimer's. The other ones could be a whole variety of different reasons. But, you know, with dementia, you know, you could get like have a vascular or multi-infarct dementia where you don't get good blood flow to the brain, so those cells start to die. And when, you know, and with Alzheimer's, we have the neurofibrillary triangles and the protein deposits, the tau protein, beta protein. These are amyloid proteins that sort of disrupt the synapses. And unfortunately, Alzheimer's and multi-infarct dementia and other forms of dementia, Parkinson's, etc., they're very progressive. So when we heard that a few years back he might have had Alzheimer's, then his wife said, you know, he had dementia. He died at age 90 in his sleep. You know, it kind of brings up, well, okay, you know, he probably had Alzheimer's. And, you know, because people are like, did he have COVID? Because his publicist, Sean Connery's publicist, said that they were going to hold off on his memorial until after COVID. But from what I understand, he was in the Bahamas. He was pretty, you know, protected, walled up, died in his sleep. He didn't want to fuss. You know, and I could see that about him, you know, and he, you know, he left with his wife by his side, and he lived a long, amazing life, you know. But, you know, why are we taking this one so hard? And a lot of people are. And I think this is kind of the same reason people are kind of freaking out a little bit about Joe Biden. You know, for those of you that have followed Joe Biden's career, you know, I mean, handsome, you know, I had a lot of stamina, you know, to be able to be in politics for 40-some years. But then when you start to see some gaffes, and, you know, we've been calling them gaffes, and people were making fun of them, but now people are like, okay, wait a second here. He looks frail. He looks like he's struggling. And, you know, signs of dementia or Alzheimer's is, you know, forgetting things, saying the wrong words, not being able to get the words out correctly. But there's a whole variety of other signs of dementia. Hearing loss, other sort of cognitive issues, your motor skills not really matching what you want to do. Like, you know, we'll see people text and the text doesn't make sense. And he's like, well, that's not what I wanted to say. Memory losses. There's, you know, a variety of different things, vision issues. So there's a lot of different symptoms that could comprise a brain not being able to have its strength and its robustness that it once had. But, you know, with Sean Connery, this guy, I mean, he was obviously rich. He obviously had resources. He could probably go anywhere and anybody would, you know, treat him for free or whatever. So when you see a man live till his 90s, which, by the way, we've got to look at the glasses half full here, okay? Men don't usually live till their 90s. That's fantastic. I mean, life expectancy has always been shorter for men. I mean, in my family, it's horrible, but no man lives past 62 years old in my family. And I know everybody blames it on the women, but it's not. It just, there's just something about them either getting cancer or heart disease, but, you know, we just don't live long. The men don't. The women, you know, we're battle axes. We're older than the trees back east. But, you know, the men, they just don't live that long. And so, you know, when you start to see that we've been able to expand life expectancy to the 70s and 80s, and you know, I had predicted that men would very well be into their 80s by the 2020 decade. I understand the opioid crisis kind of messed that up and skewed it. But if we take out the young people that died from opioid overdoses, you're seeing men live longer. I mean, look at Trump, look at Biden. I mean, they still look, you know, they're in their, you know, mid to late 70s. They're still, you know, they're still rocking and rolling. But we do worry about cognitive deficits. And so here's Sean Connery. He lived till he was 90. And people always ask, well, you know, how do them people die of Alzheimer's? Well, you know, maybe they don't feed, you know, maybe you really need, you know, the heart, you need the will to live. And when you don't have your full mind, you know, you kind of don't have that drive. So, you know, but with Alzheimer's, unfortunately, you know, there's neglect, there's, you know, you might kind of, you know, sit all day and then you get bed sores, you might start to get weakened bones, you might have a fall, you might, you know, so unfortunately there's a lot of things that could kind of predispose you to dying. But with Alzheimer's, it is progressive and unfortunately serious. So, you know, you got to look at the glasses that full. Otherwise, it's really going to depress you. Sean Connery lived a strong life. He entertained many. He was robust. And he died the way he wanted to. You know, it's a blessing. You know, and may he rest in peace. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Rebel. Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.